from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Welcome to the Athletic Football Show. I'm Robert Mays. Really fun show for you guys today.
I think that the Packers and the Lions are Super Bowl contenders this year. I don't think the Bears are there, you know, for a lot of different reasons, and that's okay. But there's absolutely a path forward for this team as a wild card.
We're here now with the Rams head coach, Sean McVay. Sean, really appreciate you having us here.
Yeah, I'm glad I've been a fan of the show. I've been getting on you for a couple years, so it's finally nice to be on here with you.
You've got so much stuff going on. I feel bad infringing on your time, but I'm very glad.
No, I've always enjoyed it. It's whether I'm working out or even watching film, and shoot, man, you obviously, I respect the work you put in. I can tell you study the game, and the guys that you have on and the people that you have on are people that are working at it. I respect and appreciate that.
Welcome back into the Scores Afternoon Show along with Rami Makhlouf. I am Mark Grody. We are here with you up until about 5:05. Cubs baseball going to take over. Cubs at Washington tonight. And guess what? We're going to talk Cubs starting at 3 o'clock. Try to figure that team out.
Yes, sir.
Talking Bears right now, though. That's right. Rami's all Bears'd up today.
Bears.
Bears cap. Bears t-shirt. And a guy who I know also likes to talk Bears and the rest of the National Football League, and he does it as well as anybody. You just heard him on the Athletic Football Show. It is Robert Mays of the Athletic now joining us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Robert, you ready for some Bears?
I'm so ready. I wish the games were starting. It would be nice to have Labor Day weekend. It's my favorite weekend of the year in Chicago, but I'm really tired of having speculative conversations about how teams are going to do this season.
I actually, Robert, this is bad. I'm going to admit this, and I wasn't going to earlier, but now I'm going to. I got a little bit irritated with my dear mother the other day.
What?
Because she, I know, but this was why I knew that I was so full on expectations and projections and trying to make the Bears training camp as interesting as possible. But my mom said, so I've been hearing about Caleb. Now, is Caleb, he's going to be really good? Or do you think he's going to be good? Is he going to be great? And I was like, oh, man. And I answered the question, and I did, and I gave her a full, and I had a full conversation with her. But I'm like, I am tired of answering the questions about Caleb Williams right now.
It's fun because my grandparents asked me how to sign up for NFL Sunday ticket last week because they live in Arizona now. And they're like, how can I watch the games? And I actually like that part of it. The fact that we have some people coming back into the tent after what has been a rough 4 or 5 years, I think that there is reason to be happy about that, because I know you guys have felt it in the past, but when this team is good and when there is buzz around this team, it's a special city to be in the fall. Mm-hmm. And just the prospect of that over the next couple of years, even the possibility of it, makes me very excited.
That is true, but there's also a part of me that like doesn't want to get hurt again. You know? And, like, get too carried away with this. Do you think it can be too much in terms of just the expectations and the excitement for this season, given he is a rookie? And Mark and I were talking about it last segment. There will be growing pains.
Yeah, I don't think we should be planning on booking tickets to New Orleans anytime soon. I just think that it's about how it feels watching the team every single week and how it feels when you understand that you're on the right path. You know, how many times as a Bears fan or somebody who watches this team or follows this team, a guy turned 37 on Monday. I can count on one hand the amount of times I turned on the game thinking that the quarterback was one of the reasons they could win. Mm. And if that changes and if that becomes the norm, even the prospect of watching this team becomes very, very different from week to week. And if you can slowly start to change that feeling and just change the ratio of how much dread there is versus how much excitement there is, that feels like a win, even independent of the wins and losses.
So is that what you mean by being on the right path? Like, what is on the right path? How does that look to you?
To me, it's two different things. I think on defense this year, you have to become a place that is consistently getting the most out of the players who walk through that building and consistently getting the most out of that unit as a whole. When I've thought about just models for how this can go well for the Bears in terms of how they built their staff, I go to Sean McDermott in Buffalo, right? He cycled between offensive coordinators early in his tenure. They found the right guy in Brian Daboll. They got the most out of Josh Allen. And then when you look at those defenses over the last 7 or 8 years, they're consistently in the top 8 to 10 defenses in the league as they cycle between players, because you've become that sort of unit where you're always going to be relevant because your coach is at the center of it and he does a great job. That's on defense. On offense, you need consistent progress from your young pieces, right? You need to walk out of this season feeling like, man, if Tevin Jenkins stays healthy, he's a building block. We saw a step forward from Braxton Jones. Look what Darnell Wright was. Rome is a player. We know what DJ Moore is. And then if the quarterback shows you what he's supposed to, that's success. Even if you win 8 games this year, even if you miss the playoffs this year, I think it's all about understanding what you have moving forward and what sort of ecosystems you've built on either side of the ball.
I've been referring back to when Tom Brady went to the Buccaneers, and no, I'm not saying Caleb Williams is Tom Brady, and no, I'm not saying the Bears are going to win a Super Bowl.
That's what you were saying back there. Yeah.
But not on the air, oh, Brody. Yeah, don't bring that on the air. Sorry. No, but when they made that move, and Bruce Arians saying, hey, until Tom Brady figures all this out and we get all the moving pieces figured out on the offensive side of the ball, we need the defense to carry this thing. And I've been saying, if that's the case for Tom Brady, that's certainly the case for Caleb Williams. Now, you said, you know, if they don't make the playoffs, I'm saying if they're going to make the playoffs, this is going to be a winning and maybe playoff season. That's how it's going to have to play out. Do you agree, Robert?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that the best case scenario on offense is probably worse than people are making it out to be. And what I point to is what the Texans did last year. Everyone thinks that the Texans just had this uber successful, like insane offensive season with CJ Stroud. And they were so fun to watch. And he had an excellent season for a rookie quarterback. They were like 14th in offensive efficiency last year. Like, it's all relative when you think about what we typically expect from rookies at that position. So even an optimistic case for the Bears on offense would probably be like the 12th to 14th best offense in the league. And if you're going to make the playoffs with that, you better be pretty good on defense. And we saw flashes from it last year. Mm-hmm. You know, the secondary has a chance to be elite. Obviously, Montez Sweat came in and changed the complexion of how that thing feels. You know, if they can play like the unit they did over the back half of last season, when they were a back half of the top 10 sort of defense, paired with a better than average offense, that is a competitive team that could potentially sneak into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, and they've been talking it up pretty big time about being in that top five, and really the only person that put the brakes on that was Matt Eberflus, because at one point in time during one of his press conferences, when everybody's, oh, they're top five, you're like, what have we done to show we're top five? So I think that they obviously still have to show that they are going to that next level. But I do think that it's a really good point that the defense is such a massive part of this. I love that you brought up Sean McDermott, though, the head coach of Buffalo, just because of some of those horrible, horrible years that they had. There is a comp to Matt Eberflus as well, because Flus had two horrible teams and two horrible rosters, squeaks his way back in this year. What do you think about Matt Eberflus, the head coach in his third year?
I think that he did a really, really good job turning around the defense last year. That's what I think. I think that he has proven to be a very good defensive coach. I think beyond that, there are still probably some questions. I think there are probably some questions about just the way that the building feels overall, the choices that he's made on the offensive staff. I mean, when you're cycling between offensive coordinators in your first 3 years as a head coach, I mean, that's a question. This is always going to be a consideration for defensive-minded head coaches in this city. I mean, you think about what the Lovie Smith tenure felt like for a decade and then being unable to find the right person in that role. And if he does, if Shane Waldron is that guy and they're getting the sort of results that we saw in the back half of last season on defense, then I think you have to feel pretty good about what Matt Eberflus is giving you.
Yeah, you know what? I'll take it even a step further with some of the GMs in this town. All of these GMs have been really good at building defenses. Ryan Pace built a really good defense. Yep. Jerry Angelo built those.
A great defense.
Lovie Smith defense. I mean, he gave him the pieces and made some bold moves. And Ryan Poles has now done the same thing. Notice I did skip Phil Emery because he was historically bad. I guess my point is it always just comes back to who is going to be the magical coach or coordinator that brings offense to Chicago in earnest?
It's a great question. It was supposed to be, oh my gosh. my brain is just fried at this point.
Getsy? Is it
Mark Trestman?
It was supposed to be Mark Trestman. Yes.
Oh my gosh. We're way too deep into the offseason at this point. I need the games to start. It was supposed to be Mark Trestman and then it wasn't. I will say though, from a team building perspective, Ryan Poles is not Jerry Angelo. If you think about how he has tried to put this together, the Bears had two top 10 picks outside of the Caleb Williams pick in the last 2 years. Instead of going defense with those picks, he absolutely could have picked, you know, a Jalen Carter if he wanted to. He traded out of that pick. They picked Darnell Wright and Roma Dunze with those two top 10 picks because Ryan Poles is not going to be deterred from doing everything he can to set up the quarterback for success. This is a guy who comes from Kansas City, who knows what it looks like when you put a quarterback into a successful situation and how much that matters to determine whether that guy works out or not. So I think the mindset and the resource allocation from Poles specifically has been a little bit different and a little bit of a different flavor than we've seen in the city in the past.
Do you think Flus's seat is hot, or does the rookie quarterback give him a little bit of leeway?
I think it gives him a little bit of leeway because, again, if you look at the history of this place looms large in moments like this, because so many different times over the last 10 or so years, we've seen a rookie quarterback that was highly drafted come in, picked by a certain staff. After that staff falters in year one, they get fired. And now the new staff is saddled with that guy in year two, and he has to start over again. It is hard for me to imagine, unless this is a total out and out disaster, that they get fired after this year so they can avoid throwing that wrench of dysfunction into this thing again in year two. If we're in that place in 2025 where it feels like this is stalled out, then maybe I think that you have a conversation. But I don't even want to picture the outcome that would be necessary for him to get fired after this year.
Robert, I hope you enjoy the rest of this Chicago summer, and may you not be asked about Caleb Williams for the rest of the day. And I'm sorry we had to ask you about him, but I thought we had a pretty good conversation. I enjoyed it, man. Thank you.
We only got 6 days or about 9 days until we actually get to watch the games and talk about those. So we're almost there.
Can't wait. Thanks, man.
See you guys.
Yep.
Feel like forever.
Oh, it does. I know. You know what it's like? You know what it's like? It's like when I bought my Pearl Jam tickets back in March, and I was so excited when I got them for both of the shows. And then I'm like, what date is today? Oh, the concert's not for 5 months. That sucks.
When that last preseason game was played, which it wasn't even a good game, but it gave me a little football. You know what I mean? Just a little football.
Right.
I was like, oh, my God. There's how many days?
How many days?
Till they actually kick this thing off?
Yeah. Yep. It's been, it's been a long preseason, but I think in a good way because the anticipation is so heavy. When we return, Rami Makhlouf and me, Mark Grody, we will talk about the Cubs because I don't know if what is happening with the Chicago Cubs is real. I am interested in the Cubs and the fact that they are 2 games over .500, but I don't know if it's for real. We will discuss the Cubs next on the Score Afternoon Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.